Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the choir, that he may be able to stand the trials of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast Top Part of Saturday is now on the air. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. All right, this is Top Part of the Saturday. This is the day that Almighty have made for me and you. And those that understand one thing, the Bible is right. Top part of the Sabbath day is make sure you got you a 26 verse 3 of Isaiah. Put your mind on him, and he will keep you in perfect peace. And how you do that? Whatever's going on, hush, hush. It's the Sabbath day. Get the Sabbath day out of the way, and whatever we got on our mind, we'll get back on it after the Sabbath day. All right, we're going to go find our elders, bring in on top part of the Sabbath day, and we're just going to see which way it goes. But top part of the Sabbath day, remember, all location is open. Six anointed camps, the voices of the two is like, and so happens, series in camp one as we speak, but two, three, four, five, six, all ready to go. Call for details and see where you located at by using the international line 224-600-5579. And wherever you located at, we'll see how close that you are within 70 miles is ordained, because Yahweh led by example. Even when he put his 12 together, he didn't say nothing to him. He said, listen, follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Because your job, that is your number one reason, is to be fishers of men. Got it? Good. Enough said on that. We'll bring our elder and he'll tell you all about the broadcast, and we'll get ready to do our part in thus says Yahweh. And Yahweh beat you all, especially the six anointed camps and those that's on the international side, over 700,000 strong. Yahweh be with you all, too. So you can find our elder and bring him in, and he'll take out the broadcast while we find out some good old herbal tea and get ready to do our part and thus says Yahweh. All right, so we'll meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh bitch you there, Steve Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, see you as well, see you tomorrow. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I hear a lot of bass come out your voice, the elder. You know, when I hear that bass, I'll see it get happy when that bass come out now. No doubt about it. All right, so this top part of the Sabbath day, this is the day that Almighty have made. And Yahweh be with you all, and Elder take your time and let them know who bring the broadcast and will the Almighty put on you to tell them, I'm all ears, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. The top part of the Sabbath, as you just said, and that's a good thing. Because we have hundreds of thousands of listeners on this day that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And this is why it's good to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity. Because when you have a lot of people that want to learn the word of Yahweh, don't forget, you have many teachers out there trying to teach the word. I use that word trying. Although they try, they just can't meet up to the standards of Voices of the True Israelites. This is the reason why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live on the top part of Sabbath and always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books. Your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. Information that you came to seek, and have to look no further now. You found it in the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on normal days. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday. Now on the top part of the Sabbath, which is today, we have an online class that starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine in atribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big lion, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Or any other device you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings in doing so. Remember what it tells all of us to read the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come unto his courts. Now, I always remind everyone when you're doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to those Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building the school, which I see on a daily basis is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available by entering Yaqua Radio Live on any search line. After clicking enter, look for Voices from the True Israelites, Tribe of God. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. Why, we even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And from what I see, there should be a lot of questions about the biblical scriptures we read. And any one of our six anointed camps can handle that information. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. You can also order the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Now, on another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and Elsie Minnie-Numbles, and even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line, 240-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of today's program, catch the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Just once again, enter the three words to do this, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, put the Voices of the True Israelites, choose the program you will late log in into, or any one of the righteous days that you see that are listed to listen. So now we can get to our Sabbath class. We'll pass our program over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah.
I know y'all bought a yellow, now that's on your part. But we want to make something clear to this national audience that the Voices of the True Israelites is not affiliated with any group. No group on the face of this earth we are affiliated with, but we know our role is to lead. So when groups make calls this way, but we got our but. Understand something. We're not joining anything. We are leading everything that comes out of WYAW. So it's no basis, no discussion about anything pertaining to that, because the Six Anointed Camp's job, according to the Bible, is to lead, not to compromise on anything. So we will be leading this way back. And we'll show silence through the Bible. We're not affiliated with any group. And we're going to hearken on that because we got a lot of things on who are you with. We with YHWH. That's what the Sixth Anointed Council is. And we govern ourselves behind him and his words. That's what we get hooked up with. The Almighty. YHWH. So now we're gonna prove a lot of things to change to that as next week or so to show you our position in the Bible is to lead. Our position is not to sit around and strategize for no group. According to the Bible, the Voices of the True Israelites supposed to lead. But they gotta know what they lead, and what we lead in is YHWH. Got it? Good. All right. Enough said on that. So we're going to open up the lines and get something going on the top part of the Sabbath day. We wait on IL to spread the books out and get all going on. Then we'll see what's going on. But right now, we're going to see if we can come inside of Camp 1 and catch our young lion. Let him roar in some Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. And we see Mother D of Israel will be joining in shortly. And so we're going to say in the same token, hey, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahshua Judah, Yahshua Mitzvah F.C. Roy. Okay. So we know Mother D of Israel will be joining in once a time upon it, so no doubt about it. So we got our elder. He's around and young lion ready to go. So let's see if we can get going on. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Young lion, let's see what's going on with that verse.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
And I believe that. And that is the game changer, because the bottom line is you want Yahweh in everything you do, and you want to make sure he's up front, because he made it plain, if he up front when you're teaching, what can we read in 54:17 of the book of Isaiah, that young lion? In 54:17, can you help those see out? What do that say that we can read in 54:17 of the book of Isaiah?
All right. Turn it over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse number 17. The book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 17 reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. In every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah.
The heritage of the servants of Yahuwah.
And their righteousness is of me, says Yahuwah.
And their righteousness is of me, says Yahuwah. That's a lot of big 25, 55 in the book called Leviticus. Who is Yahweh's servant that we can read in 25, 55, young line, come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 55 read. For unto me, the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt.
Right.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. So the only one that the children of Israel will be serving is the mighty one. So, but Jeremiah had a question, because he seen some things wasn't looking according to scripture, and he asked Yahweh a question. Jeremiah asked Yahweh a question. What he said in 2:14. What did he say in the book of Jeremiah? He asked Yahweh a question because he was watching some things there, young line. So he asked Yahweh a question. And when you ask Yahweh a question, if you've been chosen to take care of his business, he's going to respond to you. The question he asked to Yahweh something in 2:14. What do Jeremiah want to know? Come on.
Just look at Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 14. 14 read. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he poor?
You see that? Jeremiah want to know. He said, is Israel the Israelites? Are they what again?
He said, is Israel a servant?
That's the question. Is Israel a servant? Go ahead.
Is he a homeborn slave?
Is he just a homeborn? Do you think that you was created, the mindset we got right now? Is Israel, or what kind of slave?
A homeborn.
I mean, homeborn slave. Huh? Great.
Why is he poor?
Why is Israel poor? Why is Israel poor? Now, as time progresses on, in the second chapter, that question just did not stop right there. It started up again. After Jeremiah was gone, and that question came again in the book of 2nd Ezra. You know, so these questions will keep coming up, and that's why it got to be a ministry that can go in the Bible and answer the question. Is Israel a homeborn slave? Why is he poor?
That's well.
And that's pretty good. We're going to and find out somebody else asked that question. And we're going to 2nd Ezra chapter 2 and pick up verse 28. And we'll read down to verse 36. Maybe we can get some out. Because not only Jeremiah asked the question, somebody else will get ready to react the same question. And let's see what happens. Pick up at verse 28. 2nd Ezra 2:28. You're online. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, picking up at verse 28 down to 36. The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, verse 28 reads, the heathen shall envy you. They shall be able to do nothing against you, said Yahweh.
He said, listen, all of the nations, they're going to envy you. He said, now, you understand that, put a marker right there. Understand that because in 2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse number 57, can you help me out? See, all nations are going to envy you. But here's the point. He's saying something there, Captain. Brother Joseph, the captain out of Camp 1, he's saying something. They're always going to envy you. But what he says, and we can read in 7,
verse number 57. The book of Tagalev. Chapter 7.
Yeah.
Verse number 57.
Right.
57 reads.
Right.
Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
He said, this is the condition of the battle. All nations going to envy you once you understand your position in Yahuwah. He made a choice. You're going to have to make a choice. So don't think you're going to put his word out and then what scripture said is not going to be fulfilled. All nations going to envy you. That's the price that you got to pay. But he made it plain in St. John 16:33 there. He made it plain in St. John 3:33. How plain is this? St. John 3:16:33. How plain is this?
We're going over to the book of St. John. We're going to read chapter 16. And we want verse number 33.
Yes, sir.
We're going over to the book of St. John. We're going to pick it up at chapter 16. We're going to read verse number 33. The book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 33 reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.
Mm-hmm.
In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
He said, so you're not going to board that. He's telling you your only peace is in him. See, when you take hold to this word the right way, according to the Bible, you're going to run into tribulation. But he said, when the tribulation comes, be of good cheer. I overcome. Meaning that you got faith for you to overcome. So all you got to do is be of good cheer. That's all the man tell you. Be of good cheer. I have overcome. You can overcome. But you got to be of good cheer. Got it? Good. So, that's the point we make. You must be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Mother dear of Israel.
Yes.
Yahweh be there, Hebrew, Mother dear of Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Siwa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we clear that you want to be an owl. They call it cricket. So it's no question about it. It's not going to be a cricket because everything in the hand of Yahuwah. So we know one thing. You might be cricket, but you ain't cricket with the ear. That's the bottom line, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, hallelujah. So, mother, we clear about that you want to be a cricket. And that's a great thing, because one thing about it, if a lot of us learn how to be a cricket and suck up all the information that the six anointed camps be bringing out, they're going to be in pretty good shape, but like we said, we're not affiliated with any organization, no group whatsoever. Our job is to lead, and we got to show soundly that this is our job. And those that can come in, they must come in up under the six anointed camps, and then we'll assign them on what Yahuwah wants them to do. But otherwise, sitting around round table with any organization, we're not going to do it. All along we round table with is Yahuwah. He'll show us in the page of the book what we got to do, and we got to lead tribe. Our job is to take it to the next level. We will not be where we have to put on our case for one way through the word of Yahuwah. That's it. Now, come on back, young lion. We had a verse on tape, right?
Yes, sir.
And let's get back with you where we left off at.
Okay, we want to go back over to that second Ezra, chapter 2.
Yeah.
We want to pick it back up at verse number, we finished 28, we're going to verse 29. The book of Sagittarius, chapter 2, verse 29 reads, my hand shall cover you, so that your children shall not see here.
So what are you reading now? Now, we was reading. Oh, you might be right. I don't know.
Yeah, we finished John 16:33 when we read that again.
No, no, we do with that. We back to the second book of Ezra 7.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we back to where we was at in 3, right?
Chapter 2.
Yeah,
verse 28 down to 36.
Right, that's what,
Okay,
good. Go ahead. Read
that
again.
Okay, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 29, read. My hand shall cover you.
My hand's going to cover you.
So that your children shall not see him.
He said, my hand's going to cover you. Now, what's the precept of that? He said, my hand is going to cover you. So what is he saying? See, remember, he made it plain how he's speaking. He speak in parables. In Matthew 13:13, we're not reading that. But he says his hands is going to cover you. So what is he telling you? He's telling you something about his hands. Now, we want to get a precept on that, about his hands. He says his hands going to cover you. So we need a precept about that right there, young man. So he said, my hand is going to cover you. Now, we need a precept on that. What is he saying? Let's go to the 18th chapter first, Jeremiah. But this ain't what we want. But we can stall in Jeremiah for a minute about his hand. We can look at verse number 6, and we can stall a little bit until we find the hit we want out of Isaiah, but we can't throw a little jab out there and just keep it and keep something moving in the 18th chapter, verse number 6. He said, my hand is going to cover thee. Jeremiah 18, verse 6, come on.
We're going over to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to read chapter 18. We'll pick it up at verse number 6.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verse number 6, read. O family of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, says Yahweh?
Yes.
Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand.
He said, as the clay is in the potter's hand.
So are you in my hand.
And so are you. Who are you talking about in his hand?
Oh, family of Israel.
See, so the family of Israel, understand some family of Israel. You is in the hands of Yahweh. And look what he says again. What do he say? Can you read?
Verse number 7. In what instant I shall speak concerning their nation?
No. Stay in that Jeremiah. Stay in that Jeremiah.
Don't read 6 again?
Yeah. You read 6.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So he's saying about his hand, and that's the great thing. He says his hand is going to do what again now?
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18, verse number 6, read. O family of Israel,
yes.
Can I do with you as this potter, says Yahweh. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand,
yes.
So are you in my hand, O family of Israel.
What's the next verse say?
Verse number 7. At what instant I should speak concerning their nation and concerning their king to pluck up and to pour down and to destroy it.
Okay, because you is in the hands of Yahweh. So I need my hit out of Isaiah. I need my hit out of Isaiah. I'm stalling for it. And he made another statement in the book of Isaiah about his hand, but I'm stalling. So now I'm stalling because I need to pull that precept out about his hands in the book of Isaiah. Now who can help the old seer out, pull that verse out about his hands in the book of Isaiah? He got a statement pertaining to his hand in the book of Isaiah. Something about his hands. Think of that mother. About their hands. In the 49th chapter, verse 16, and that was Moses. He said, Moses, look at, hey, see, what about 49:16 of Isaiah? Okay? So Stephen said that, my fact, Moses, he said, you pull it out, and I was going to read it real good. Isaiah 49, verse 16. What did it say there, Moses? And Yahweh be with you. What it says in 49:16 about this hand?
Who
who to you is Barbara the Price? A little bit louder. Oh, I can't get nothing out of this class. What were they talking about? The children of Israel. The children of Israel. So when you read this right here, you talk about the one that's in the palm of his hand, he engraved it in his hand, telling you not your own. He tells you one specific people, the children of Israel. You cannot make a decision on your own. You got to test me my word and see what I said, because you have made a promise to me in Exodus 19, verse 8, all that I say you going to do and be obedient. So you not your own. Once you realize you are Israel, the Israelite, you not your own. You got to step up to the plate, because Yahweh is going to punish you harder than anybody, because he got you written in the palm of his hand. And not only that, you know, the man said about you in the palm of his hand, what that point? Put him out of there, young lion. This is what Yahweh said. See, we, like I said, again. That's why I keep telling these other groups, international groups, all the big dignitaries, listen, we got a job to do on the road that we can play with you. You listen to it. When we move, you move from a distance. And that's it. Back in 18 chapter. Back in 18 chapter of Jeremiah. Look what Yahweh said in the 18th chapter. He made a statement that we need to read. What did he say in verse number? What did he say there, Abel? What did he say in verse 4? 18:4. Yeah, well, but that ain't what I want, Dave. Be a fetus. I want when you just talk big time, and when you talk big time, and he says, verse 6, listen to this big time talk. See that? I want this big time here. Well, what did he say in verse 6? O family of Israel, what do you say? Can I do with you? He said, listen, since I got you in the palm of my hand, can I do the same thing the part of man did when he allowed me, he bucked about the wall now? Can I do the same thing, and I got the whole 12 tribes of Israel in my hand, can I do the same thing the part of did? Go ahead. What? As the clay is in the potter's hand,
so are you in
my hand, O family of Israel. He said, the man saying, just as when the potter is making him a potter, and all of a sudden, he said, this don't look right. Look marred a little bit. He takes his door to the side, bust it up, boom. He said, Jeremiah, did you go out and see what he did? Yeah, he had a potter that he didn't like. He bust it up. Yeah, that's the point I'm saying. If I don't like what Israel's doing, I'm going to bust Israel up.
Right.
The same way. Huh? The only reason you're a homeborn slave, everything going against you, because you're going against me. That was the man that's trying to tell you. See, you not your own. That means you got responsibility in Yahweh on what you read. Your job is to lead, but you got to know how to lead according to his word. If you want him to be with you, lead according to his word. Don't keep making the emotional statements. Make a decision according to what the Bible is saying to us. Then Yahweh is with you. Do he going to bust you like a wall of metal? Now, what we at now? You got that, Moses? Did you hold the name, Moses? Ezekiel 20. Thank you there, Moses. And the 30th chapter, he made a statement in the 30th chapter there. I mean, 20. He made a statement in the 20th chapter around about, see what he said, that we got to be clear about something. In 20, verse number 33. Tell me out there, mother. He's going to see a struggling right now. 20:33. What do you say?
Chapter 20, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33.
Right.
As I live, said the Yahweh, Yahweh, surely
with a mighty hand. What kind of hand?
Mighty hand.
Oh, you back on his hand again, huh? What kind of hand you got?
Mighty hand.
A mighty hand. Go ahead and read.
And with fury.
What?
Fury.
And with a stretched out arm. Okay.
With a stretched out arm.
And
with fury.
What?
Hold out.
Yeah.
I rule over you.
No. I what?
Will rule.
Now back up one word.
Fury.
Now back up. You say what? Well, rule over you. Give me one verse. Back up. One word. Yeah, one word was before you got the I.
Will I rule over you?
You hear that man say? He said, you know, this is showing up. Will I rule over you? I'm telling you, 12 tribes of Israel, I'm telling you up front, I got you in the palm of my hand, and I'm going to do what with you? I will what?
Rule over you.
See, I know I'm not in that word, but Yahweh gave, he let them know this word rule. And same word he used over there in Genesis, that man got the rule over his household. Same word he used, rule over there in Hebrew, that the rule. So that's what he means. Now, you understand this rule, but the rest of the rule, y'all, everybody's choking. But this rule right here, you understand. Yeah, I see this rule here. Mm-hmm. This rule over here. He's going to rule over the whole 12 tribes of Israel. That we read. So we hear the word rule again, then you know, just take it back in. That's the way it is. Rule. Huh? Rule. See, if we get in our position, Yahweh will intervene. If you make a decision that we can read. Come back there, young line.
Okay.
Come back into that second Ezra. Yeah.
Okay, we're going back to second Ezra.
Chapter 7?
Yes.
We're down to 29, right?
Yeah, we're going to chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pick it up at verse number 30.
Right, what 30 say?
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 30 read.
Mm-hmm.
Be joyful.
Yes.
Oh, you mother, with your children, for I will deliver you, said Yahweh. 31. Remember your children that sleep, for I shall bring them out of the side of the earth.
He said, the ones that sleep. I mean walking dead. I mean seeing everything. Seeing the car coming. Seeing the truck coming. Seeing bad dogs running right there. Looking right at them coming. And they sleep. How you going to sleep in two pit bulls running at you? You sleep. And you see pit. They just growl. That's hurt y'all hurt to get to you. And then you up there nod. I bet you won't nod. I bet if it get up in you, I bet you guys can get up. You see two pit bulls coming out your driveway. I bet you find some get up.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all what saying? He said you got to find some get up. You sleep. Read them up.
The book of Isaiah. The book of Second Ezra.
What we at?
Book of Second
Ezra. Oh, that was go ahead.
Two. Picking up at verse number 32.
What's that?
32 read. Embrace your children.
Embrace your children.
Until I come and show mercy unto them.
You see it? Embrace your children. And you already know what children are talking about. See, we got to stop making all these old apologizing statements. You know when your precept exactly what you're trying to tell you, right? Huh? You know what you're talking about.
Well, my wells run over.
Right. my grace brought on you right now, and my grace has a one-liner. My grace has a one-liner. My grace is a one-liner in Titus chapter, chapter 2, verse 12. I'll need the first word. My grace, the grace of the Bible is a what? In Titus chapter 2, verse 12, all I want the first word on it. His grace is a what? For you to do. One line, one word.
Teaching.
His grace is a teaching. Ain't nothing done away. That's what we gotta do. See, we gotta teach this thing. Grace in the Bible is a teacher. Yahweh, he'll put his timeline. We brought out in last week's lesson exactly where you at, how much time it's been gone, how many hours it's on the table. And so our job is to teach now. We don't have time for no organization want to sit around and talk. We know our position. Our position is to teach the uncut word of Yahweh. That's our position. Teach. That's why we got to teach our position. You, when we move, you move. That's where you got to operate. Where we at now?
We're going back over to the second area. We just got down to read verse number 32.
What did it say?
It said, embrace your children till I come and show mercy unto you.
Right.
For my wells run over and my grace shall not fail.
Right.
Verse 33. I ask the still, receive a charge of Yahweh.
Now, it's somewhere I'm not getting what I wanted, you know, right? Because we was in second, we was in third, chapter 3. That's where we was at all the time. We was in 3, because remember we read 3, we read verse 28. That's where we was at all the time there. I mean, because we can make a meal on what you own, but that ain't where we was at. We was in third chapter there, you know, right? Remember you read verse 28? Did you ever read
28? No, I've
been reading. You've been reading 2 all the time? Okay, come on to 3rd. It's weird, 3:28. Because remember, we were talking about the homeborn slave thing. Remember that?
Hallelujah.
That was wrong. He said, now, I said somebody else picked up that same quote from Jeremiah. Because he asked the question, I'll bring it back to tell you one more time, A.B. up in 2:14 of Jeremiah, bring it back on the table. We're going to get the wrong wise, make it hot again. 2:14, Jeremiah 2:14. They raised the boys up. Jeremiah 2:14.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 14. Is Israel my servant?
Uh-huh.
Is he a homeborn slave?
Is he? Yeah.
Why is he poor?
Yeah. He goes, so Jeremiah, I want to know. What? The Babylonians, what? I mean, was we created to be slaves? Oh, Jeremiah, I want to know. Now, it's talking at the time, Ezra was on the clock, and Ezra said what? What he says in 2 Ezra 3, young man, take it verse 28. Let's see, is Ezra alter anything in this book? What did he say?
Second Ezra chapter 3, picking up at verse number 28.
Mm-hmm.
28 reads, And their deeds then any better that inhabited Babylon, that they should therefore have the dominion over Yada Judah.
He said, if the Babylonian if their deeds better, Why do they got dominion over us? Why? He said, I want to know. He said, I've been watching this thing for 30 years. He said, but tell me something. Did you create them better than us or something? For 30 years I've been watching this thing. I just want to know. Well, what's our position? Is they better than us?
But when I came to bitter and had sinned in pity without number, then my soul saw many evildoers in this 13th year. So in its 30th year. So that my mind failed me.
What you call again, yo? And pity. He said, I've been here for 30 years. He said, I've been in captivity for 30 years. And I just want to know. Because better come back to our people, your people, Yahweh. And they want to know. Everybody's stealing and drinking. He said, if we, Jeremiah, is we a homeborn slave? He said, I've watched it for 30 years. And they still have.
31. I do not remember how this way may be left.
Yeah.
Are they then of Babylon better than they of Yadadu?
You see the man saying? He has a question. It's the same thing with a lot of them. Is they just better than us? They got their crib thing. They got now. You got a cell phone. Now you can look at the face. You can be over in Germany. You can be over there on the moon somewhere. He said, how are you doing all these things? Is they better than us? What's holding them up? We got paid in. Light, gas, everything. Is they better? Got to pay for land that's stolen away. Huh? He said, what's going on with this bitch? Larry.
Okay. Verse number 32. Second edition, chapter 3:32 reads. Or is there any other people that know you besides Israel?
Well, so don't never get excited when they don't know about no YHW. I mean, even the young basketball player, you know, he just bummed around his computer and he said, what's his name? What's his name? YHWH. Well, when you put that name in, see, dang, move, that name come on, take it. See, remember, all the other names that they use, man gave it to you. The name Yahweh is the chief name of them all. That's the father name passed to the son. You can't be bothered around that name. That name is a game changer. See, the devil's more excited because he know one thing. If you come to understand YHWH and his program with his children of Israel, it's always, everything shut down. Once you know your position in YHWH, you follow his rule according to the Bible. He got no choice but to intervene. Because that's my child calling on me. They know who they are. And they, in stress, they calling on me. I got to respond. See, as long as you, Lord God and Jesus, you don't worry about that. But when you Yahweh and you doing what he got written in his book, that's the game changer. That's why we read in the opening lesson. No weapon is formed against you going to prosper upon you. This is the righteous of the children of Israel. So he's not going to allow this message to stop whether you hear me or not. Brothers is trained, even sisters is trained to hold this thing down. And that's why it's so important to understand something. The box there have been lit. The curtain went up now. That's why we keep pushing. You got to step it up a little bit more because whether you hear me or not, this message is not going to stop. Remember, every organization, once they knocked off Mark is God, we have to that ministry. Boom. Knocked off Malcolm X, we have to that ministry. Boom. Knocked off Martin Luther King, we have to that ministry. Everything. Everybody, even what's this guy named way back? Can't think of his name right now. Want to put the butcher knife on everybody. What's his name? Yeah. What happened to him when he went down? See, everything got... Listen, ain't nothing going to stop this ministry. Once you make a choice and say what Yahweh got, he going to intervene. When Moses fell off, Hoshea was right there to take it down the road, and then next one, next. Same thing about this thing. He tell you, we ain't got to do nothing but get in order with our mighty one. So what we gotta do? Come on, we read some more there, young lion.
Chapter 33, verse 33 reads, and yet their reward appear not.
Yes.
And their labor have no fruit.
Right.
For I have gone here and there through the 17 acres.
Right.
And I see that they flow and wept.
Yeah.
And think of you and think not upon your law.
That's right, that's right. Everybody's still in drink. Ain't doing nothing. You got written this Bible. Okay? But they didn't know about no Bible. They got all off into everything, read.
Okay. Verse 34. Where you therefore our wickedness.
Yeah, where our wickedness.
And the abounding.
Yeah.
And theirs also that dwell in the world.
Yeah.
And so shall your name and so shall your name nowhere be found but in Israel.
Yeah. The only way his name is found out, what, sticking on a camel, is that right?
Hallelujah.
His name ain't found nowhere else. Everybody else fumbling around with his name. They try to come up another way with his Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, and all these names. The only way your name is that is in Israel. Sticking on a camel. We don't want to use the name. That's what they said with that. No, they hid that in Nautica, but they see, even like any young ball player. What is this YHW? Oh, when you activate that name, boy, it comes with some action. There's some action with that name. That's the point. What you doing? But why don't you put in Jesus or somebody there, young man? That's right. Don't put in no YAWH, man. But we know that's the sign of the end for us. Our time is already short. Man, you thought that was a YAWH, man. We got to try to close you up quick. Oh, that Wi-Fi spreads the most. But it's too late. Them young boys are still talking now. Even babies on the bus talking. Why ain't talking? What are they talking about? What's going on here? You mean we are who? You mean we ain't African-American Negroes? The babies talking now. Too late now. So all we do now is putting the icing on the cake. Read with them up.
Put it back in there to chapter 3. Picking up at verse number 35.
What is that?
35.
What?
Or when was it that they which dwell upon earth have not sinned in the sight of, in your sight?
Yeah, when?
Well, what people have so great your laws?
Yeah, yeah, what people did not keep your commandments? What their name? Ain't nobody done nothing. But everybody's skinning in England. Go ahead.
Verse 16.
Now you're going
to
make it plain.
36. You shall find that Israel,
yes.
By name.
By what?
By name.
See, Israel by name. And you know something about Israel? It got no Hebrew on it. It got no black on it. It got no Jew to it. It got no Jewish to it. See, when you talk Israel, you talk Israelite only. That's it. Israel, the Israelite. None of that go with it. Israel, the Israelite. That's it. Anything that you bring in, you bothering the wrong situation. Israel, Israelite. That's it. Go ahead.
Verse 33.
What? Well, yeah. 33.
I mean 36. 36 reads, you shall find that Israel by name has kept your precepts.
Yes.
But not the 17 acres.
Yeah. So ain't nobody got no ground to talk about but us. Now let me get this in. Come on, y'all line, so I can get it to the other. Now, let's go to the 24th chapter. And they be able to have me Judges 2:1 waiting on me. And I'm trying to tell you. Look what he says in the 24th chapter of Exodus. Pick it up at verse 1. Here goes your foundation right here. Here goes your foundation.
Going over to the book of Exodus.
You remember we read you bought with a price? Just to let you know, it ain't no way out of this.
Hallelujah.
24th chapter, pick up the verse 1.
The book of Exodus, chapter 24.
Listen good. Listen good.
The book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse number 1.
Listen good.
Verse 1 reads.
What?
And he said unto Moses.
What? And Yahweh said unto Moses. What did Yahweh say to Moses?
Come up unto Yahweh.
Okay. What did Moses do?
Come up to Yahweh.
He said, Moses, come up to Yahweh, Moses.
You and Aaron.
You and Aaron.
Nadab.
And Nadab.
And Abihu.
Now you get up. Yeah. Go ahead.
And 70 of the elders of Israel.
Look at Moses. Tell Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. Go ahead.
And worship you afar off.
You the man just said. And what you already said, didn't you? Mm-hmm. He said, look here. You got the structure laid down real good. Look here, Moses. You come and me and you gonna eyeball this thing together. But all the Aaron, the Nadab, the Abihu, and the 70 other elders, and worship ye afar off. Worship me afar off. But now watch the word he used. See, this is what I'm trying to tell these camps. Listen good. Verse 2.
Verse 2 read.
What it read?
And Moses alone.
Hey, what did he say?
And Moses alone.
Moses alone.
Shall come near Yahweh.
You see what the man saying? You hear the man saying? Go ahead.
But they shall not come near.
Now who are they?
Aaron.
Abihu. Nadab. And the 70 of Israel. Is that what it reads?
Hallelujah.
What did it read?
Neither shall the people go up with them.
And neither the people. They bag away from the anointed leadership. So he had three sections, didn't he? The people bag up and wait on their lead from Aaron.
From Nadab.
Nadab, Abihu.
And Abihu.
Yeah.
Three reads. And Moses came and told the people all the words of Yahweh.
Yeah.
And all the judges,
yeah,
and all the people answered with one voice.
What kind of voice they had?
One voice.
See, that's what we got to get. We got to understand rules and regulations. One voice, we got to answer. They answered one voice. What did it say?
It said.
What?
All the words which Yahweh has said.
All the words that Yahweh has said.
Will we do.
Hey, you hear what it say? Everything you said we gonna do, Moses, we gonna do it. See that? See how you gotta get your mouth in there? What happened next? Now what happened next in verse 4?
Verse 4.
What?
And Moses wrote all the words of Yahweh.
Moses wrote all the words of Yahweh?
And rose up early in the morning.
Yeah.
And built an altar under the hill.
Yeah, for who?
And 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel.
So what is it all about with it? What is it all about? Look at all. This is all about. See, everybody trying to get off, but it ain't about that. It's about what you read. This is about the 12 tribes of who?
Israel.
The Israelites. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
See, that's what we read. You can't get around to that. And then what happened next?
Okay, verse 5. And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto Yahweh.
Hey.
Verse 6. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in the basin.
And basins, go ahead.
Basins. And half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
Uh-huh, so he put his hands. Frank, that blood on that. Why do you do that, mother? See? Why do you do that? And 9:22 of Hebrews. Hey, mother, see, why do you do that? Why do you do that? And Hebrews, and Paul is rehearsing the righteous act. So why do you do that, mother? And 9:22 of Hebrews. Why do you do that? Hebrews 9:22. What happened, mother?
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And among all things by the law, purged with blood,
uh-huh.
purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
Mm-hmm. So when you is in a blood covenant, ain't no way to get out of it. So when Yahweh died for you, you went into a blood covenant. A blood covenant now.
You
is sealed through eternity. They got the blood, spraying the blood. He's sealing the deal right now. You're going to make your statement out of the mouth. He's sealing the deal. A blood covenant. That's it. Matter of fact, you remember when you go to school, you tell your best friend, cut your finger a little bit and we'll cut mine and put our things together, rub together, and become blood brothers. Right? Y'all hear that? See, blood covenant. You sprinkle that blood. Come on back now, young lion, verse 24-7. How about this now?
Going up to the book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 7.
Listen to this.
Seven read.
What?
And he took the book of the covenant.
He took the book of the covenant. The book of the covenant.
And read in the audience of
yeah.
the people.
Uh-huh.
And they said.
What they say? What they say?
All that Yahweh has said will we do and be obedient.
He said they said, upon a blood covenant. They said, all that Yahweh say, we going to do and be obedient.
You see what I'm saying? This is the blood covenant. It's like taking your atonement, saying, Yahweh, forgive me everything I did all last year. Then all of a sudden, you 2 days later, you're back out your mouth running again. You know what I'm saying? You tell Yahweh, forget everything you did for a whole year. Now all of a sudden, when you get something you don't understand, then you start running your mouth. No, came from the book. Read a little bit more.
Verse 8.
Listen good.
And Moses took.
After he heard everything they said, he asked him to make a verbal statement. They said with one voice, all that you say, Yahweh, we going to do it. Mm-hmm. Is that what it says?
That's what
we
read.
Now, after Moses heard that, then Moses got to do his job. Then Moses done what?
And Moses took the blood.
Took the blood.
And sprinkled it on the people.
And sprinkled on the people.
And said.
What do you say?
Behold.
With what?
The blood of the covenant.
Hey, that shot. Who are you a father? What kind of covenant are we a father?
Blood covenant.
A blood covenant. Don't you know we a father? Blood covenant. You can't fathom this thing, man. You said all that Yahweh said you're going to do. You didn't say anything about what the other nation got going on. It was nothing about the other nation. It's about whatever Yahweh got written in his book, we're supposed to do it.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading? They said all that Yahweh say, we're going to do it and be obedient. Is that what we're reading? So how are we in any meet with any other organization? We're supposed to see what Yahweh says, and that's what we're going to do. Now, by our life, you can follow us, you know, but why? That's it. But we're going to do what the covenant of Yahweh said to.
Hallelujah.
Finish that verse in verse 8.
Okay. The book of Exodus, chapter 24, picking it up at verse number 8. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant.
Hold that point. Again, remember, when I break in, me your thing on the last thing that I broke in on and pick it right back up on what we left off at that we didn't get and keep it moving. But we're going back, oh, I don't need to. I'm putting the dramatic on that already. No, we do that. Blood of the covenant, which
Yahweh has made with you concerning all these words.
So Yahweh went in a covenant with you. What kind of way? Concerning what?
All these words.
So listen, when your mouth say all that Yahweh say, we gonna do. Now it's time for Moses to get back down to the elders and elders get down to the fathers and show the words that you agreed on to do. So you said all they're gonna do. Then all of a sudden you agree as you go along, everything on what you say you're gonna do.
Because I don't think you can't all of a sudden now just order the water and hold back the wet. You know what I'm saying? You didn't ask, well, what is it that you're talking about? You said one voice. Whatever brought back to you, we're going to do it. Is that what they said? Huh? Now I said, now, there's some things in here I got a problem with. Now, we heard the word called rule. He said, I'm going to rule over you. You understood that. But when he said, we turn around and say, well, his rule is the order about this ruling too. Now I got a problem with the rule thing.
Hallelujah.
You can't have no problem with this thing. All that y'all probably saying, you're going to do it.
Hallelujah.
And be obedient. And that's the man saying. Come on, A.B., give me that one verse and I'm going to get out the way. Remember that judgment? Well, I need one verse.
2-1.
I need one verse, 2-1. I need one verse. Yeah. What?
I need you to go up out of Egypt.
Yeah.
And have brought you unto the land which I have sworn unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
Did the man just say? Says you on said all, so he let you know. I ain't gonna break my covenant with you, whether it's good or bad. He'll tell you. If you don't do what you got coming, so you let you know. The reason we're in trouble today, because we broke the covenant. And just as he said, well, I'm going to put the other nations on you, they're going to rule over you, this and that. That means he ain't breaking the covenant.
That's right.
So the only way you don't get back, you got to return back to the covenant. So he ain't going to break his covenant. The covenant he done told you, if you do this, you got this coming. If you don't do this, you got this coming. He said, I'm not going to break my covenant with you. You said, you agree. All that I say, you're going to do. Okay. Feel on the covenant. I ain't going to break my part, but I got the two parts in my hand. I got the part to put you where you need to be at, and I got the part to keep whooping you up to. You just whoop you to your grave. Then wake you up and burn you in the fire again. You see the man got, but you don't make the statement now. You in the blood covenant with all that Yahweh say you gonna do. That's it. So now you better find out what Yahweh tell you to do, and do it. And on that note, we're gonna bring our elder out of camp one. And when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Yada Israel, tribe of Yahweh. The lead teacher out of camp one. Got my picture that see you, Roy.
Well, bless you, dear Israel. That's see you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Everybody don't be nice and shout. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. First, before we get into anything, we got to reiterate that we got the Easter dedication that coming around the bend, so we might as well start preparing a mindset for what's on the table. That's why a speech of dedication.
Hallelujah.
So about three weeks, 4 weeks away or whatever.
Hallelujah.
Just keep that in mind.
Hallelujah.
Let's keep that the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Since they get busy, we're going to take care of it. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We have the OTT while we believe that. In that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's see how Mother Lee, when the righteous minister spirit show up, where you going to be with us. Then you just go open your brain and post something in it. Is that what you say? Let's go to the book of Ezekiel right quick. Mother of the Israel, see you right. The book of Ezekiel chapter 2. Let's keep that verse number, let's think of that verse number 9, verse number 10. Let's see, when the righteous minister spirit show up, Mother, what are you going to tell you to do? book in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse number 9 and verse number 10. What was the Israel seer? Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. And when I looked, behold, a hand was set upon me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein.
So what are you going to show up with is the book. That's what are you going to show up with, mother? Verse number 10, what do you say about this book?
Verse 10,
mm-hmm.
And he...
He spread it before me.
And he spread it before me.
But when the minister spirit showed up, what did he do? He spread the book.
Hallelujah, brother.
That's what we read.
That's what we read.
Before me, go ahead. And what was in that book, brother?
Before me, and it was written within and without.
Right.
And there was written therein lamentation and mourning and woe.
So when the minister spirit show up, yeah, he's going to bring all things to your remembrance. But he's going to tell you to pick up the book.
Is that right? Let's read the book of Revelation. Let's get a snack of witness. Young lion, Brother Makai, Israel. I'm going to bag on out the way, cuz. Bring that young lion in to take it on in.
Book of Revelation, chapter 10, young lion. Let's think about verse number 1 and 2. Revelation 10, 1, 2, 5. And we're going to drop down to verse 5, verse number 9 through 11. Well, 8 through 11. Revelation 10, verse 1 and 2. Verse 5, verse number 8 through 11. Young man from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. When the minister spirit show up, let's see how he operates.
In the book of Revelation, chapter 10. Verse 1, verse 2,
mm-hmm.
verse 5, and verse 8 down to 11.
Yes, sir.
Book of Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 reads, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven,
mm-hmm.
clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head,
mm-hmm.
and his face was as it were the sun,
mm-hmm.
and his feet as pillars of fire.
Verse number 2, come on.
2. And he had in his hand a little book, oath, and he set his right foot upon the sea.
Can you imagine yourself fight like that? Go ahead, read out.
And his left foot on the earth.
I mean, I just break out real quick myself. Verse number 5, what do you say?
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lift up his hand to heaven.
So he lifted up his hand to heaven. And let's see what he got from heaven. Verse number 8. What did he get in that hand he was lifted up, brother?
Verse 8 reads.
What did he read?
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said.
Say what?
Go and take the little book.
Wait.
Which is open in the hand of the angel.
So you mean the angel got the book from somewhere out of heaven.
Hallelujah, Aqua.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Hallelujah,
Aqua. That's why the Father gave it to the Son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Son called
it
the minister spirit
the
same. This is what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
Aqua.
Right?
Go ahead, read up. Which is
open
in the hand of the angel,
mm-hmm.
which stands upon the sea and upon the earth.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And I went unto the angel. And said to him,
what do you say?
Give me the little book.
Give me that little book. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And he said unto me,
what do you say?
Take it, eat it up.
Mm-hmm. Take it and do what?
Eat it up.
Now, sit it on your nightstand mm-hmm. right there.
And eat it up.
Take it and eat it up.
Yes. And it shall make your belly bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey.
It ain't going to make your belly bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and think about the power of Yahweh. You'll get a little happy.
Verse 10. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand.
Go ahead.
And ate it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in my mouth, sweet as honey.
Go ahead.
And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was
bitter.
Verse 11. And he said unto me,
what do you say?
You must prophesy again before many people.
Mm-hmm.
In nations.
Go ahead.
In tongues.
Uh-huh.
And kings.
Everybody,
right? Mm-hmm.
We ain't gonna touch that.
We're
gonna bring that young man in by
sin. Yahweh
be with you, young man.
Yahweh bless you there.
Elder Yada,
Israel,
see you. We're gonna bring it in by saying hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Excuse me, I'm gonna be in pain, but
hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right,
then. Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. We're gonna give us things, get the ball game rolling. Right, Mother Z, let's get some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's deal with this All Nations for a little bit real quick.
Yeah,
we'll see how this ball game roll. All right, Mother Z, can you help me out here? Can you go to Jeremiah? I'm sorry. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 16. And just give me one verse. Give me verse 13. Verse 15 and verse 17. Yes, ma'am.
Well, remember, we just got done saying that he was cast out to land that's not there. So let's see who's some people that's been cast out here. And we should remember, we're dealing with these nations. In Matthew chapter 28, he said something about go teach all nations.
Yeah.
So we go find out who is in all these nations that gotta be taught.
Right.
So let's see what's going on in Jeremiah chapter 30. Give me verse 4, 16 to 17.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that
Yahweh spake
concerning Israel.
Okay, so these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning God, Judah. So we're dealing with Northern Kingdom and Southern Kingdom.
Yeah,
okay, continue to read. Keep something in mind, who
who is in all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Yadah Judah. Matter of fact, we ain't going to put the name on completely all the way, but we know we got Israel and we got Yadah Judah. They are they pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But continue to read. So Yahweh is the scattering, right?
Yeah.
So let's put a name on the ones that scatter. Let's go over there to it was something we can read in the back of the book. And let's go to the book of James, Mother Z. Give me James chapter 1. Give me verse number 1. Yes, ma'am. We're going to see what's about this scattering. James chapter 1, verse number 1.
James chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. James, a servant of Yahweh and of the Yahweh's son to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
So we got 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where are these 12 tribes that scattered abroad that we can read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, Mother Z? Where's these 12 tribes, chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1? And let's get a name on these 12 tribes that we can read since they did. We're going to give us Genesis chapter 49. I think we put it up at verse 28. Yes, ma'am. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1.
1 Peter. Chapter
1,
verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Yahweh, Yahweh the Son.
Uh-huh.
To the
strangers.
Scattered. Throughout.
The Pontus. Uh-huh. That's right.
Cappadocia. Asia. And.
Help me out with that, Leona. Bithynia. So we got some Israelites in all these different parts of the world.
Yes.
And he said he's 12 tribes. So let's put a name on these 12 tribes since they did real quick. Then we come back over to the book of Deuteronomy. Let's put a name on these 12 tribes that scattered. And these ones that scattered in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, and Asia, and Bithynia. Let's put a name on them. On these 12 tribes in Genesis 49, verse 28.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
So all these are the 12 tribes of Israel that scattered in all these different parts of the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For him to do you good,
he said, I'm not going to never break my covenant. So all the way he's going to do you good, we got to keep the covenant, right?
Well.
Do you good. He's going to do you good.
That's right.
So quite naturally, we know how Yahweh will do us good by reading Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 16. So remember, Yahweh's going to do you good. But remember, Yahweh, he going to do you good pertaining to what? That blood covenant you made. He going to do you good pertaining to the blood covenant. This is how he's doing you good. Give me that Romans chapter. Come on, Abel. Give me that Romans chapter 8, 7, verse 12, and 16. You won't do your good. See, remember, once you know he's set up already, and you're up on a blood covenant, and if Yahweh say he's going to do you good, then we got to be clear, he's talking about doing you good according to Romans chapter 7, verse number 12 and 16. This is how he's going to do you good. But you read Romans 7, 12? You got a
laws. He got feast day like the elder said. Got no feast day come up with less than a month. And ain't nobody even stirring up about it. But this is Yahweh. I got it laid out for you. What about this? He put in these men to have this day for you to remember some things, but you not keeping what he got written, and he put in his men to put it on the table for you today. That you waiting on that one I'm afraid to tell you about what's coming up in about another month. Why should they tell you that? They didn't come out on the good end of that one. Why do you want them to remember things that they come out short on? This was just where you were skinning and grinning at. Why they want to pump you up where you skinny? They want you to do what they got that you know, to make them skin and grin like you keeping Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now you make them skin and grin. Yeah. Hey, they don't want you to read nothing about when you had the upper hand. They want you to do the Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving really, that killing we did. We want you beat up celebrating, killing you, your poor parents. You celebrated better than we did. See that? That's what we want. And now we got something else coming up for you in a couple of days. We want you to, buy up everything we got. We're going to have a Black Friday and a White Friday and a Green Friday. Just get in there and fill up all that money. See, we waiting on you to do that.
That's right.
Yeah, all kind of things coming up. They got all kind of things to patronize you. Because they had what we call a white thread day. It's okay, well, since they're talking, we give them a black day. A black day. See, they keep on making you follow, and that's not the order of this Bible. When you going to follow what this Bible sees for Yahweh intervene? That's why he say you sleep. You seeing these things happening, but you sleep. It's time to wake up. Things up.
Okay. Beginning back up in verse 25. Yes, the Almighty should be your defense.
Yes.
And you shall have plenty of silver. Verse 26. For then shall you have your delight in the Almighty Yahuwah.
So what is our delight going to be in?
The Almighty Yahuwah.
Then he going to do you good. If your delight is in him, he going to do you good. But our delight is in everything that he got. Well, you know, we normally get together on these days, you know. Well, why can't we get together on what's coming up with the elder just said a month ago? Why can't we get together on this? Why we got to get together on what we come from the short end at? Why we got to get together on what we come from the short end at? Why can't we, what come up next month, we got to lick in, we hung them. We kicked them in the ring.
Right.
What can we do? What can we just happen on that?
Hallelujah.
What can you call the families all in on that?
Hallelujah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
All right, back over to the young line.
All right. Just say this. Let's go back to that book of Deuteronomy chapter 30. And give me verse number, there was a few things here. It's the first thing I'm looking for to read. Read me back at verse number 5. Read me verse number 5. Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will bring you into the land which your fathers swore to possess.
Right there. Let's get our precept going on that land so we can be clear about what land he's talking about. Let's go to Matthew. As a fact, I'm before I turn back to this, just that part. Mother Z. First give me Joel chapter 3 and give me verse number, let's give me verse number 2. And then Sister Bill, you come back behind and give me that Matthew. And give me chapter 2. Give me verse 20 and verse 21. Go to Mother Z. We're going to go to chapter 3, verse number 2 in the book of Joel.
Joel chapter 3, verse 2.
Who?
Israel.
Israel is who?
His heritage.
So you remember that? So you hear that, y'all?
Hallelujah.
See, you can both take a back seat to nobody. If you know you're Israel, then you Yahweh's what?
Heritage.
Okay. Heritage. My heritage is Israel, whom thus has scattered among the nations and parted my land.
The land was parted. So before we go to Sister Ben, let me get a, I'm going to preach up that heritage, where you pull that from. We'll go ahead and book of Deuteronomy. We'll pick it up at chapter, he said this, in the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to pick it up at chapter 32. And we're going to pick it up at verse number, eight. Yeah, I'm going to read down to get my point. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 8, read. But the Most High Yahweh divided the nations, their inheritance. When he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. So Israel is the lot of his inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to see where they pulled that from before we go find out a little bit something about this land here.
Hallelujah.
Well,
he said, I'm talking against all of them. every one of them in this time. What he said against all Ethiopia, each of this class of, what they do?
Psalms 107, verse number 3. Yeah, let me get that with you.
I'm on Psalms 107. And give me verse number 3. And hold the spot for me over there, Mother Z.
Psalms chapter 107.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And gather them out of the land, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south.
So there's going to be some gathering from out of the land from which part?
The east, west, north, and south.
So that means there got to be a gathering from out of the land from the east, the north. What, how you say it? Say, read one more time, Sister Bill.
Call your verse out.
Gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
So, okay, so they got to come from north, south, east, and west.
And remember one thing, when David is writing this, when David was alive and well, all 12 tribes was written in his eyesight.
Hallelujah.
So this is a prophecy of the gathering from you west. You see that? This is the prophecy he's talking about. This is nothing he was saying when you were, at the time when David was in power. When David, Solomon, Saul was in power, all 12 tribes was in the land of Israel.
Hallelujah.
All of them was there.
Alright. So now look, gathering he said we gotta be doing, right? Now let's see what he had to say about this gathering, must be. Give me chapter 2, verse number 1, out of the book of chapter 9. Yes, ma'am. Hold the spot, bro. I mean, Amos chapter 9, verse 9. We're coming back there, though. But remember, he said, gather for the north, south, east, and the west, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we come to find out, remember, David, like the scriptures put out, that the people's already in his face. When David was around, the nations was together. Matter of fact, while you look there, while you go to that Sunday field, you think I pull something up to let that be known about, see how this a response that was made out of the people's mouths. They can all run it down. But yeah, bring it out for me, mother. Yeah, bring it up chapter 9, chapter 2, give me verse number 1.
Zephaniah,
chapter 2,
verse
1.
Verse 1. Gather yourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
Gather together, O nations, not desire.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling them, gather themselves together, O nations that's not desire. Mm-hmm. So he's telling his nation, gather themselves together.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, since they did, give me that case of point here. Let everybody know that the 12 were together when David was around.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to 2 Samuel. We're going to pick it up in chapter 19. Just hit this link out right here. In chapter 19, verse 41, and we're going to read down to verse 43.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see how they conduct themselves when the king was, King David was sitting on the throne.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to read this just to get a clarification.
Uh-huh.
But still have bought out. So in 2 Samuel, chapter 19, and pick it up at verse 41 down to 43. And hold the space over there. I still remember that. Amos chapter 9, verse 9, Mother Z. Be coming over there.
Chapter 19, 41 to 43.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 41. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said unto the king.
So we got all the men of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They came to the king and they said to the king. Now let's find out who the king is too as we read.
Why have our brethren, the men of Yahshua Judah, stolen,
beaten
away?
So we got all of Israel, which just separated themselves from Yahshua Judah. There's a tribe thing going on, but we'll get a number of how many of them it is too as we continue to read. He said, hey, king, how the man of Israel just sold you away from us? And now, continue to read it. What did they say?
And have brought the king and his household
And all the people, all the children, and all this household, and the servants, the maidens, and everyone that was living up in there, and whatever, what happened?
And all David's men with him,
where? He said, you came way over in yonder. They done brought you way over in yonder, over in the city, other part of Cross Jordan. Now, verse 42, and what happened after that? Hallelujah, boy. Okay, you ready? Hallelujah, boy. Now, we're going down to verse 42 now. That's right. So now we see that all the Yahshua Judah answered the men of Israel. Now they figuring over the king now. Now this is to let you know that all 12 were together.
Mm-hmm.
And all 12 of them right now, it's a figuring going on over the king and who go be a high king next to them.
That's right.
That's how bad they go to the king next to them. But watch what the men of Judah say. And as Judah say, the king is near kin to us. He's Judah.
Yes.
See the read.
Therefore, then
be angry
for this
matter. I'll be angry for this matter. He's from our tribe. He's a tribesman. See the read.
Have you eaten all the king's coats?
Uh-huh.
Or have he given us any gifts?
Hey, this wasn't about no food. This ain't got nothing to do with no gifts. He knew that. You see the read. Now they want to respond back to Judah. Now they want to keep giving the lead trash and lip.
And said, we have 10 times.
So it was 10 out of the 12 that was bumping the guns back in Yahshua.
And we have also more
right
in David than you.
Now they moving off numbers. Sound familiar too. That's the Northern King. They move off numbers. I know that for a fact. Continue to read.
Why then did you?
Uh-huh.
Then our advice
should have been first. They saying that you got to answer up.
Mm-hmm. In what order?
They said first.
But what's the precept of who Yahweh said first?
Hallelujah.
So what the man can say anything, but what did Yahweh say over there in Judges chapter 2, Abel? What did Yahweh say about who first? So they asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk first to Judah? What did Yahweh say about that? Y'all always check with what Yahweh says about this first thing.
Hallelujah.
What do you got if we can read that? Hey, Bill.
Just give it one and two.
Yeah.
One and two. Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
Judges chapter 1, verse
1
and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh. At the death of Joshua, Oshea.
It came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying.
That the children of Israel asked Yahweh. Now Yahweh saying this. Now what happened? What they say?
Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first?
First. Who should go fight against the Canaanites first? Uh-huh, verse 2. Now, what did Yahweh say in verse 2?
Verse 2. Yahweh said,
Yahweh,
you shall go up.
So what is the order of things even today? If he don't change. It always got to be who? Who's going to be first?
Judah first.
Judah has nothing discussed. It's nothing discussed. It's already been settled. You don't get puffed up and get out of order. So you're
right.
Out of order. Judah leads.
That's right.
Is that right? Judah leads up on YHWH, right?
Hallelujah.
So the only cap is Judah leading up on YHWH is born.
The true Israel life.
There ain't no conversation. We lead. According to Scripture.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to be absorbed into anybody's anything. We already lead. Watch it. We look back.
Hallelujah. That's right. And swing it back over there to what you was reading since they did. They knocked that Samuel out.
that our advice should not be first, had in bringing back to our king. The words of the men of Yahshua Judah were clear that...
There's more. I missed the word out there. Pray that out for me one more time. Now, I need that one word before that. It was a look, it was coming for that. They made a profound statement to let you know the intensity and severity of how Yahshua Judah responds back to this 10 northern tribe when they're trying to jump out of position.
Hold on, before you read that, let me bring the priest up out of that. Help me out there, young liner. In the book of Daniel, see, when it comes down to this Bible and our position, see, we have to be clear that the book was going to come to us. All we got to do is get an order. So in Daniel chapter 3, there, young man, we want to just appeal first when it comes down to what we're talking about right now. They say in verse 17. 3:17.
The book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse number 17.
Brother say.
Verse 17, read.
What do we read?
If it be so.
If it be so.
Our Yahweh.
Yeah.
Whom we serve.
Who we serve.
Yeah. Is able to deliver us.
Yeah.
From the fiery furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And he will deliver us out of your hand.
All right, now back up 16.
Okay.
Back 16.
All right, verse 16.
Verse
6. Shadrach, Meshach, and
Abednego.
Right. After they said it to the king.
What did they say to the king?
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar. We are not careful to answer you in this matter.
You see, how big the other organizations is. 500 million members. We're not careful to answer you. They come to this matter. We leave.
Hallelujah. I want.
That's it. We're not careful to answer you. We leave according to the Bible. Unless you take the Bible out of it, then if you don't take the Bible out, you tell me about it. Because it's the thing they made according to the Bible. You know, I know it ain't going to work. But temporarily. Because we clear in 4, 2 Corinthians 4:28, young lion. What are we clear about in 2 Corinthians 4:28? What is we clear about?
In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
yeah.
Verse number 28.
What is he clear about? 4:18 with 14?
4:18.
Yeah. What are we clear about?
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
uh-huh.
Verse 18 reads.
What?
While we look not at the things which are seen,
yeah.
But at the things which are not seen.
See, we see things that's not seen.
For the things which are seen are temporal.
Everything we're looking at now, that's temporarily, y'all.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
You got all these big motels and all these big hotels and all these luxurious bills and all that.
You're right.
That don't mean that all that is what kind of way?
It's temporal.
It's temporarily, y'all. Now give me the precept in 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 and 11, 9-11. See, we got to understand something. Whatever we look at is temporary. But do you know what he told Paul had to remind them, and give me that precept, Mother Z, have me 64 verse 4, the precept in Isaiah, back to back. See, we got to understand this thing. When you hear people bring stuff to the table, and they ain't reading you no book, you dismiss that. Because if you read book, it's always going to be in your favor. But if they come up with something, you know, book involved, you got to recognize the trap. Make a decision according to the Bible. Watch this real.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, 10, and 11.
Listen good.
Verse 9, read.
Listen good.
But. And it is written.
Oh, he said you can read this. And that's the key. We can read what we're doing today.
I have not seen.
Eyes have not seen.
Nor ear heard.
And your ear ain't even heard.
Neither has entered into the mind of man.
It's not even entered into your mind.
The things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him.
You see the man is saying, I don't care what can they offer you that you're looking at now that imagine what he got waiting on you if he can recognize you, the love he got for you if you make your decision according. Why would you let anything get in the way? What smooth speak 2K? Why would you get caught that y'all thought that what I got coming for you, you can't even imagine. Is that what the man just said?
Hallelujah.
But what does he say?
Verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us.
And he revealed through his word. We read that everything the man got, why should we make any deal of sitting around discussing anything but what Yahweh got written? It ain't going to change. We mess on and fall out like everybody else did. All you big dignitaries, they fell out. Everybody tried to restore you. They lost. Because none of them had the big man before.
By his spirit.
Great.
For the spirit searches all things.
The spirit of Yahweh searches all things. Go ahead.
Yes, the deep things of Yahweh.
The deep things of Yahweh. Go ahead.
Verse 11.
What?
For what man knows the things of a man?
Go ahead.
Says the spirit of man which is in him.
You see, the man letting you know. This is the way. Here, make sure if you want a sure thing, make sure whatever sounds good, the Bible supports. Now, he pulled that verse, mother. See? He pulled it from 64. He just got bubbled up full of emotion and made a statement. And 64 verse 4 by Isaiah, where he pulled it from. Bring it out, mother. Yes, man, put them all the audio to that. 64 verse 4. So he pulled that verse from 64 verse 4. Remember, pull verses on conversation. And then you ask them, when you going to pull a verse? You're doing a lot of talking, brother and sister. You ain't going to pull no verse? You trying to make me believe something that is not in the book?
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. But since the beginning of the world, man have not heard, neither perceived by their ear, neither have their eyes seen, O Yahweh, besides you, what he has prepared for him that wait for him.
What? Do what?
Wait for him.
So even in the beginning, even Adam, boy, that's why he called it a crying. And man, that man cried so much after Apple, he found out he come up out of that thing he was in, didn't he? He's crying all over the place from that point on, didn't he?
Hallelujah.
And he didn't get a chance to, like Yahweh said, he didn't give you a chance to wait to finish the thing, man.
Hallelujah.
You didn't even wait to even meet finish the thing. As soon as that thick-legged woman came over to you, you just forgot all about it. Mm-hmm. You didn't give me a chance to finish the thing. No. So you don't even know. You didn't see the total picture. He said, you need to give me a chance to finish it. So I ran you up out of there. See? So what are you trying to tell us, y'all? If we organize up on this book and do what the Bible tells us to do, you can't even imagine what's coming for you. Because he said, you can't imagine anyway. So you got to leave. I don't care how much you imagine. Well, just my imagination run away with me. But still ain't gonna get to where y'all said it.
Right.
I don't care how much you come up with. What he got planned for you if you hold on, it's gonna supersede anything man got there. Because all this gonna come to nothing temporarily. Don't make a decision to cross out what's written in this Bible. Back to Young Life.
Hallelujah. What?
Before you get back in there, but let me add to that.
Hallelujah. That was all about it,
yo. Let's look at that second Ezra, one verse. Verse 13. See what Yahweh got to say. Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse number 13. Mother Z.
Hold on, and who Yahweh go here? Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy.
That's the blessing of Yah Jah Judah. Say the read.
Hallelujah, boy.
Bring him unto his people.
And bring him unto his people, huh?
Right.
Let his hand be sufficient for him.
Uh-huh.
And be thus and
help. Hey, help.
Help to him for this
for his
enemy.
Uh-huh. So that means the Northern Kingdom, they gotta they gotta help. They gotta be a help to us in the midst of this thing here. And they that's the order, that's why I say can't break it, right? But let's go back and let's get to our case of point here about these other nations. So we I'm gonna keep that in mind. Now let's find out who now. We come to find out that these the people that scattered on the north, south, east, and west, right? It was reading in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 3, right? Now, let's go see what's going on in the book of Isaiah now. Yeah, now, I have forgot about you, Mother Z. We coming back there. Now, we're going to go to Isaiah, and we're going to see what's going on Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 12. Let's see what they say, Mother Z. Let's see what's going on in Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 12.
You think I'm
scattering them well? Uh-huh.
I will
So he said he gonna make the residence. Like he said, gonna make the remembrance of them to cease from among all men. Let's see how Yahweh operates. Let's go to Psalms 83. Let's see who these people that he gonna use.
Hmm.
Let's go to Psalms 83. Let's put the names on these people. See how this thing will operate. Okay, since they did. You back, you run us up again. You at the back. Yeah, we're going to Psalms chapter 83. We're going to do some reading here. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 1, and we're going to read down until we get our point. And we're going to do some name dropping around here.
We're
going to put the names out there. We ain't going to hold back no punch. I tell you, they ain't held back none on us. That's right. Let's pick it up at verse number 1, please.
Verse 1. Keep not you silent.
He'll keep silent now.
Oh, Yahweh.
That's right.
Hold not your peace.
Mm-hmm.
And be not still.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Verse 2. For lo, thine enemies make atonement.
Now he said, our enemies make atonement. And Yahweh do that. I already shout out. I mean, well, Yada had already shouted out about our enemies earlier. And we read it with those Esau and his five sons. Now let's find out a little bit more about our enemies. He said our enemies make atonement. So they hate them to Yahweh too, huh? That's something. They lifted up their hand, their head. And take a crafty counsel against your people. Continue to read.
And consult against your hidden
one. Uh-huh.
Verse 4. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation.
So he said, they said, let us come, and let us cut them off from being a nation.
And we hear it in plain sight.
And we hear it. Hallelujah.
And where are we hear it at? Where are we hear that we can read? Tell me out there, y'all. What we hear in second chapter? Where we hear that? That we can read. Isaiah 42. Hallelujah. Get a precept. What we hear in plain sight. And Isaiah 42, looking for that word called we hear well.
Yeah.
Where can you find, if you wanted to find those right now, where would you find us hearing that? Hallelujah. How about verse 22? No, what's your number, dog? Get rid of the point. Let's get down to where we hear that. What verse we want? Where we hear that? What verse we need?
Pick it up in the book of Isaiah.
No, 42. We want to find where we hear that in 22. Yeah, 22. Thank you, Elder. This is where we hear that.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 42.
And 44.
And we'll
22, 42, 22, 24.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 22 and 24.
And he's going to tell you why you're here. It's not all that. You're here, but he's going to tell you why you're here. Go ahead.
22, read.
What?
But this is a people, robbed and spoiled.
Yeah.
They are all of them snared in hope.
Watch this now.
And they are hid
well
in prison house.
That's right.
They are for a prey.
And they for a prey.
And none delivered.
Yeah.
For a spoil.
Right.
And none said restore.
And nobody can restore you. Now, 24. Right.
Who gave Israel for a spoil?
Yeah, who did it?
And Israel to the rock.
Watch it now.
Did not Yahweh. He against whom we have sinned.
Go ahead.
For they would not walk in his way, neither were they obedient unto his law.
And then they said, all that you do, we're going to be obedient. Did they say that? Mm-hmm. Did they all say
that? That's what they said.
So you didn't do your end of the bargain.
Hallelujah.
So he said, that's why you in the prison. That's why you in the palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
You in prison houses, you know, because you was not obedient to his law, which you said out your own mouth.
Yeah.
We're going to do it and be obedient. Didn't they say that?
Right.
That's in your mind.
Hallelujah. Boy. Back over to you, Sister Fear.
I was Psalms 83. yeah, come back to Psalms 83 and pick it up at verse, what was that, verse number 4 you left off at?
Psalms 83, verse 4. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent.
Now they came together, all these 17 nations, that came together, one consent. That's to keep us from being a nation. And we won't be remembered no more. We don't remember us now, right?
That's right.
But then Yahweh, then we just got done reading about Yahweh, said it won't be no remembrance of us anymore. So we find out how this thing takes place. These 17 nations right here, he said, hey, we gonna come together and make sure you don't remember us of them no more. But it's Yahweh's doing. He the one that said, I'm gonna make you, nobody gonna remember you no more.
That was going on right now.
That's exactly what's going
That's
on right
black
now.
Black Hebrew Israelites now.
Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Side Temple of America. We want to be Buddhists. We be Negro land, Nigerians, and everything else. Continue to read. Now we got the people of Esau and his five sons, white man, white woman, that they think they Jews. They call themselves Europeans, Caucasians, and everything under the sun. They even call themselves Native Americans. $5.80. They keep going. They call themselves you if you give me 10. They think they rappers. They say I'm a Negro too. That's how they imitate us.
They Egyptians,
they Ethiopians, they whatever the movie say they are. Trojan Wars and all that. They even come right and say they spark. Continue to read. Now them the ones that give you the gas. They sit up there and talk about them, hey, you come up. Give me your nickel in that pocket too. Them ones that give you all that second old food that's sitting in the corner stores over there. Walk up in there, smell like them, but bleached meat. Continue to read. That's the ones, yeah, the ones you call Abraham. The Muslim, As-Salaamu Alaikum one, they got in through Malcolm X. He let them in the show. Continue to read. And we got Moab. Them the ones that want to make all your gadgets and eggs. They don't tell what they can do with them gadgets. They'll sell you all the bootleg and everything. They so cheap, they got, they'll sell you eight cents. Keep their dollar at 8 cents. Why, they'll take every dollar from you and go over there and eat good. That's a China man. That's right. Hagarines, that's big old, them big old giants, that's, like the Egyptians over there, Hamites. Them big old Hamites over there. We done had our rough spar on with them too before. Deep ball. Yeah, that's, the Canaanites. That the Japan people, they act like they was over there winning them wars, pretending like they was you, calling themselves samurais and all that. That was y'all out shoot over there kicking tail. They want to be everything else under the sun like you too. Don't get it twisted now. They got gadgets and stuff they make too with cars and everything. They'll suck you dry, just like their brother. And we know who Amalek is. That's Judas, one of Judas' biggest things. That's Esau, one of Esau boys. They come from, how you say his name, Yada? With the E? Yeah, something like that. He starts with the E. But bring it on now, Sister A.B. She said we can't do that, but bring it on now. Eliphaz. I mean, hey, they call twisted our names around anyway. Eliphaz, that's his name. That's right. And let's get back to Amalek, and then we got who? And now we know that that's a big old Hamite too. That big old giant David and pops aside his head in the name of Yahuwah. Okay? Yeah, that's a Hamite. A big old Hamite. They call themselves Africans today too. Tell you to read. Yeah, Tyree, that's them Hamites too. Kyrie Irving and none of that's going on. I don't want you to say nothing. I don't want you to pump them